Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, where Stiz is going to clear something up for me, because Nick Fitzy-Stevens, someone on the text line just called me a drip, and I don't think it's a nice thing based on the tone of the rest of the text. What is a drip, Stiz?
You know what's funny? I don't know the etymology of like where that came from, but it's definitely like loser.
Drip? No, yeah. Drip is somebody, yeah, that like rains on a parade. Drip is somebody who has like no swag about them. Like, yeah, it's kind of like, I would say, dink adjacent. If you have drip, obviously
that's
that means
good.
You're fashion savvy. Right.
Yeah,
good.
That's
what,
a good
swag.
Outfit. Well, yeah, that would
so
be
I
good.
Neither have drip, no, but I am a drip. So yes. That's, I'm in the worst end of the whole use that's of the word bad. Drip.
Kids these days, am I right?
Yeah, no kidding. Plus, they're just bullies on the text line. Jeez, I don't even know what I said.
I know. You try to give people a reasonable 4 hours of engagement, infotainment, and finalysis, and between the text line, the Twitch, and everything else, boy, everyone's coming out guns a-blazing. Sorry. What's going to happen if the Pats lose again? God, this is on a victory Monday.
While we're on the text line, we might as well get into that, Fitzy. 617-779-7937 if you want to text and bully Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI Afternoons. Earlier, we were criticized for last week you were being critical after they lost. Now they win a game and you're praising them? Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Kind of like we're not acknowledging, you know, we're not saying it was the perfect game. In fact, we've acknowledged it may have been an entertaining game between two bad football teams, but they did win the game. That was good. They went to Miami, something they hadn't done in 6 years. They won that game in Miami. Like, that's a good thing. Why am I not allowed to say it's a good thing when they win? What is wrong with people out there?
This is coming from you. This is not AI Hart. This is actual Andy Hart who's saying, I understand that there were warts, bumps, and miscues along the way, but I'm very happy they won, and I think it's a good thing. Look, I put up that foolish poll a couple hours ago about, you know, and more people say that it was it was Pats found a way to win, Finns found a way to lose, or both. More people are voting that Miami found a way to lose the damn game.
What was the most impressive aspect of this football game for either team? The thing that you would point to, you watched full 60 minutes of football with 100 and whatever players. What was the most impressive thing you saw on the football field?
The smartass says Mike Vrabel's stride down the field with Antonio Gibson, but that's just for memes and lols. The most impressive thing by far, the effectiveness and efficiency and execution of Drake May.
Okay. So, like, why can't we acknowledge that? Even if it was wrapped up in a game that had some ugliness to it, some inefficiencies, some penalties, some poor attack. Like, in the end, around here more than anywhere else, people should understand that. If you win, that's all that matters, right? Mm-hmm. Whether, you know, if it's a field goal in the snow in the most controversial penalty call in the history of the sport, you won. Winners write history. Winners have a dynasty. You know, there are a bunch of field goals in the Super Bowl. People could say, if it wasn't for that Vinatieri field goal, you wouldn't have had any Super Bowl rings, Ted Johnson. That is true. Guess what? Mm-hmm. He hit the field goals. You won by 3 points. You have the Super Bowl rings. The scoreboard isn't the only thing, but it's really important, and it generally decides how we look at history. We talk about the Patriots in 07. Greatest team in football history, maybe, right? Not even in consideration. Why? Lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. The results of the game are really important. And I don't know why I'm ranting so much about a couple texters that were bullying me earlier on the text line, but it is what it is. So we need to get back to this Mike Vrabel situation with Christian Gonzalez.
Uh-huh.
So first, we had Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Good mood, having fun, laughing, joking, coming off his first victory, sizing up Courtney Cox's wedding ring, all of that. And then he was asked by Courtney Cox if we're going to have a chance to see Christian Gonzalez this week, and this was Mike Vrabel's answer.
Christian Gonzalez continues to improve. Is there a chance that we could see him?
Well, there's a chance.
I just asked questions too.
A few moments later,
Mike on the radio
this morning, you said there was a chance that we would see Christian Gonzalez and perhaps he would play. Can you quantify that? Is there a slim chance?
I don't know if I said that there was a chance, you know, the chance, right?
Well, there's the chance.
So,
yeah, can you, is it a slim chance?
That's a chance. I mean, it's a chance that a lot of things could happen.
There's a chance I get hit by a bus when I walk out the studio doors. Yes, there's a, yeah. He said that was not AI. That was Mike Vrabel's voice live with Greg Hill and company in studio.
Well, there's a chance.
He just, I heard you, Mike. You said there's a chance. And then when KG asked you, you were like, I don't know if I said there's a chance. Is your memory that bad? I mean, it was only a few moments later.
I don't know if Slim I said chance. That there was a chance, you know, the chance, right?
5 hours, I believe. Approximately 5 hour difference between those two comments.
Freaking Mondays, two walkbacks already? What are we doing, Vrabes?
And he already made the excuse that it's a radio program early in the morning, 6:30. Last week he said after a loss. So it's also apparently dangerous after a win, because we're going to take you at your word, coach. When you say there's a chance, we're going to think there is a chance.
Opportunity?
Okay. So since the coach isn't clearing this up for us, he's actually muddying the waters here. After we talked to Mike Giardi on Friday, he said there was a setback. At some point in time, there was a setback. That is clear.
Yes.
Do we think there's a chance that Christian Gonzalez is coming back? And you reserve the right to change your mind because the head coach did. So.
If I had to bet right now.
Would you bet he plays or no?
No.
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 So we're starting to get into roster mismanagement territory because shouldn't he be on IR with designation to return if he's going to miss, I don't know, a month of football, four games? Right. Like, so you're kind of not using a roster spot. It's very weird to me whether there was a setback, not a setback. Now the coach, he also in there said something to the effect of I ask or I'll ask. So is that just the medical team he's asking? Is that, hey, Christian, is there
to Gonzo's hand? Does he have handlers?
I'm sure he has handlers. I'm absolutely an all pro cornerback sniffing down a $140 million contract in the next 6 months or so. I'm sure he has handlers. But is that part of the problem? Does he have to show up at Christian Gonzalez? Hey, do you think maybe there's a chance you could practice this week and rejoin the football team that could really use you? Like, this is getting weirder by the minute. Can we agree that this is weird?
Oh, this is super weird. This is ultra, it's getting into cringe territory now, because the fact that the head coach and the football team don't seem to have a firm diagnosis or handle on what's going on with their best defensive player is odd. Like, this is more than just fairly odd pants. This is flat out strange at this point.
And my worst case scenario, my long memory, is the whole Terry Glenn situation when he and Bill Belichick went back and forth in 2001 over whether he did or did not have a hamstring injury. Remember that? Did have a hamstring injury. He spelled it out on Sports Final for Bob Lobel back in the day. And this cost people jobs. This turned into a grievance with Terry Glenn back in the day over his hamstring. I don't think we're going down that road. I just don't know what road we're going down. The only road that doesn't seem like we're going down is Christian Gonzalez on the field having
the
a great
season. The road to return,
yeah.
The one that he should be traveling.
The road to perfection. The road to... I don't know anything about the other 10 players, but the Patriots have an all-pro cornerback that they're going to line up out there. I don't know that anymore. I have no idea what you're going to get when Christian Gonzalez gets out there. Because I will tell you this, I watched the game on Sunday, and I generally report what I see, and what I saw was that pass defense could use him. That pass defense is struggling a little bit. There were deep plays made, X plays being made, that I would think and hope Christian Gonzalez could help prevent, although I have no idea because I don't know what state of health he's in right now. For all I know, he's limping around out there.
And if he does come back on Sunday, what percentage Gonzo are we going to get? And how much of the game can he play? Would you get full tilt, all clear Gonzo? Would you get limited snaps Gonzo?
No. Wait. We're coming up on 8 weeks here, I believe, if I'm doing the math right. We are coming up on 8 weeks.
I believe tomorrow marks seven.
Yeah. So... shouldn't he be 100%? Like, we're going to go 2 months and still not get him at 100%?
Hasn't even practiced yet. Like, you can practice all week, return in a limited capacity, but still get ruled out, out of prudence and an abundance of caution. So there's a chance he could return to practice this week. And people, oh, everything's good. Wine and roses in Pat's Nation again. And then, yeah, we just felt like it, he wasn't quite there yet. And so we didn't want to press it.
And we haven't even gotten one of those weird, manipulative, the guy gets on the field on a Friday to kind of start the process, which is very common in the NFL. Late in the week, they're kind of doing a slow practice, a walkthrough. So you get the guy back out there just to kind of be back in the mix. Then the following week, maybe he's out there on Wednesday, limited, and you're working towards an actual return. We haven't even gotten that. We've gotten nothing out of Christian Gonzalez. Nothing. And mom and dad are mad. Nothing for Christmas. It ain't Christian Gonzalez that we're getting on the practice field. It just, I don't know. And the more they talk about it, and that would be the other thing. If you would put him on IR, he's out of sight, out of mind. It's a finite period. There's no questions. When are we going to see him practice? When's he going to get back out there?
We're only talking about people on our football team.
Correct. Because you open it up to the questions, then you open it up to the analysis of the questions. And then when the head coach says Chance in one interview and doesn't want to say Chance in the next interview, you just have this, I'm going to say it again, Mayo-like confusion. Yes, that would be Gerard Mayo-like confusion. Walk it back Wednesday feels like it's coming for Mike Vrabel when he's asked again if Christian Gonzalez will be on the practice field later that day, right?
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned Mayo, and that is exactly the strange nebula we find ourselves in right now, this nebula of non-information or a void of reporting on Gonzo. However, I do feel like I need to ask, Andy, were you either relieved or did you experience any human emotions when you saw Gerard Mayo come out of coaching protection program Saturday at Old Rocky Top?
I was just, I didn't really care. It was kind of weird. It kind of felt sad to me. It was like, well, I don't have a home in New England anymore, so I need to go back to my previous home, which is Tennessee, and they'll cheer for me, and I'm still an all-time great at Tennessee. I've done nothing to tarnish my legacy or image at Tennessee, so yeah, I kind of felt sad and bad for Gerard Mayo, and then I remembered he's probably got like $100 million in the bank, and I felt less sad and less bad for Gerard Mayo. That was my take on that, but I did see it. Gerard Mayo,
yeah,
volunteering down in Tennessee as he is a great alumni there.
See what you did there.
See what I did there. 617-779-7937. The Patriots got a victory. Are we being too reactionary, too positive? I'm accused of that all the time. Way too positive about the Patriots, Boston sports in general. This is just the latest, greatest example. Drake May has a great game, and I choose to acknowledge it. And the text line says I'm a drip, whatever the hell that means. We'll talk more about the Patriots, that victory, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
You mean to tell me Bill can't do better than that? McDaniels talks about winning. Belichick just does it.
That was Stiz, who's feeling himself a little bit after a very good three-point stance earlier in the day, where he believes Bill Belichick could and should be an option for the Miami Dolphins. He can chase Don Shula's wins record right in Miami, overtake the man who called him Belichick in his own uniform.
Oh, I forgot about that angle.
Oh, the story writes itself.
We were talking about a return to glory.
Oh, Theta is there, Fitzgerald.
Oh, Stiz, now we have to, like, this is the only way it could possibly be for him to do it in a Dolphins uniform, get one game up on Shula, and then literally drop the headset.
Well, whoever sent us, we tweeted out my three-point stance, and someone made an AI photo of Bill in a Dolphins shirt. Looks pretty good.
Except for his eyes. His eyes look like they were transposed and weird.
AI's still not perfect.
Yeah. Can we get back to this, though? So one of a number of criticisms we've had in analyzing this Patriots win is you beat the Dolphins. They stink. They're beating themselves. They hate their coach. They had a players-only meeting. I will say, when you listen to that audio of the leader of men, that's what that guy is. He's a leader of men. It does kind of devalue your victory.
To win games, you have to win the game.
That's that's a good point, Mike. Did you bring that up with your team pregame? Maybe that would have helped instead of saving that gem for postgame. Probably should have brought that to their attention. I don't know, Wednesday, when you get them all hyped up for a work week, or even just pregame on a Sunday morning. He's toast. He is. I feel bad for him. He's in so far over his head at this point, and he's a man in quicksand. He doesn't know how to salvage the season. And I know they're not a super talented roster. I heard Jones and Keefe on Friday. They were doing, you know, which player on the Dolphins would you want on the Patriots? And you look at it and you're like, huh, there's not a lot of guys I'm in love with. There's not a lot of, like, wow. I mean, Bradley Chubb, one of their pass rushers, maybe.
Jalen Phillips.
The Savan Sinanana kid that they wanted at guard, maybe, you know, like one of those young players.
You wouldn't take Achan?
I probably would, but that's a position of strength for the Patriots. Is he that much better than what you have as a backfield? There's just no obvious, oh my God, kind of answer for them. Whereas, like the Raiders a week before, Bowers, Max Crosby, there's a couple guys that just, Ashton Jeanty if you wanted to, but like there's two or three guys that just jump off the depth chart. I'm not sure they jump off the depth chart, and that tells you how lacking in talent that Dolphins roster is. That being said, at home, that roster should have had a better chance to beat the Patriots. I do think to some degree they beat themselves. They made a lot of mistakes. They did what Vrabel has been preaching all year long. One of the first things he said, be able to take advantage of other teams' bad football. The Patriots did that. They took advantage of bad football. They won the game. So when you actually do something that your coach has been preaching for, I don't know, 9 months now, I'm going to give you credit for that. Even if on the other side of the field, the shady side of the field, the cooler side of the field, was a football team and a football coach who right now are dead men walking. And that's exactly what Mike McDaniel is. I don't see any way they salvage this. Whether it's Friday, whether it's 3 weeks from now, he's not making it through the season. He can't possibly make it through the season.
I would hazard a guess that, and you could just hear the resignation and defeat in his voice in that clip, as you would in many other clips right now. And no, he's not being glib. He's not doing his open mic McDaniel, if you will. Like, he knows he's toast, and this dream is coming to an end, and it's coming to an end rapidly. And I believe Daniel Ball, in our WEI Afternoons preseason NFL 2025 predictions, I had him as first coach fired. I'm not sure if anybody else did as well, but I imagine I was not alone on that particular take island.
No, he was up there in the odds. It was him, Daboll. There were a couple favorites.
I think I was a couple of us did, but I'll even go a step further. After the Bills absolutely mopped the field of Highmark Stadium with them on Thursday night, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that is the most likely landing spot. When you have a Thursday night game, when you're going to be 0-3, when you're going to get embarrassed at home and then embarrassed on the road, the classic, do they even let him get back on the plane and fly back to Miami with them? He probably doesn't want to. If you asked him right now, like, you choose to just, we'll just, mutual parting of ways, blah, 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 crap, I think he would take it. I think he would take the out and say, you're going to keep paying me, right? Whatever's left on my contract, you'll keep paying me, and I'll just walk away and not have to deal with this absolute dumpster fire of a football team that hates me anymore. I think he would take it. I don't think he wants, they don't want him to be his coach. Well, guess what? Joke's on you. I don't think he wants to be your coach anymore, Miami. And that is who the Patriots beat. But I don't think that totally devalues. There's a lot of dumpster fires in the NFL from week to week, right? You still have to show up and make some plays. And I'll go back to the thing that I asked you earlier, Fitzy. What was the most impressive thing on the field in this game? And it's Drake May. And the fact that you can say that, you can say Drake May was the most impressive thing, and now all these numbers after 2 weeks are looking pretty good. Oh, and not to jinx it, but Drake May is healthy, and a lot of quarterbacks across the NFL can't say that right now. They're kind of dropping like flies all across the league to the point where you're going to start to see backup versus backup in some Sunday and nighttime matchups.
Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Joe Burrow. There's at least 10% of your starters out for week three, just week three.
So you have a young, healthy quarterback who, based on this season alone, is ascending and is learning his relationship with his offensive coordinator. So I choose to, and I know, you know, I'm usually the cynical one, whatever people like. I choose to be optimistic coming out of this game. Could it all fall apart? Could TJ Watt absolutely kill your offensive line and any momentum they had? Could he kill Drake May? Absolutely. Could you be giving up big plays to Aaron Rodgers and all of a sudden the defense is a massive problem? That absolutely could happen. But we can save that reaction for next Patriots Monday.
Correct.
When it actually happened instead of
if
projecting and expecting it. Right.
Yeah,
for
let's
now,
not put a definitive on it. Like, it's not a matter of when. It could potentially be an if, Andy. And I know we usually save the what-ifs on this particular radio station for Wednesday, but let's just say Devon Achane doesn't step out of bounds and the Dolphins make the extra point and take home the 34-33 when Drake is not able to execute a last-minute drive to pull off the 36-34 win. Or maybe he drives him down and then Borregales misses the 50-yarder to get the win at the buzzer. Where are we with how we feel about the Patriots? I still think we feel great about Drake, which is priority one for the development of this team.
Yeah.
Where are we with the rest of it all?
Yeah, we're much more critical. We're talking about a game that you couldn't beat a team that wasn't even really trying to win, right? We're kind of back to the season finale a year ago, right, where you accidentally beat a team that wasn't really trying to win. This would be a time where you couldn't beat a team that wasn't trying to win. They pulled it out. You lost it more than they won it. All of that crap. But it didn't happen, Fitzy. They won the football game. They scored more points. Their quarterback was better. Their coach was better. Everything else was at least equal to their ineptitude. And in the end, your coach and your quarterback got you the victory. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. And in The Drive today, we're going to hear from the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Drake May spoke with us earlier on a Patriots Monday. We'll get back to Drake May and everything he had to say after the best game of his career here on The Drive, WEEI Afternoons.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.